Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Joanne is confused about the role of women in the church. She says, why did Jesus not call women during his ministry as one of his disciples? And she would like some scripture to support that answer. She fills out the question, though, saying, where I'm from, there's a big division between churches as to women preachers in the pulpit. I know God is not the author of confusion. I know he can do what he wants. I cannot say whether he called specifically this man or woman, but if the man is the head of the household and his wife, if she's pastor, preacher, is head of the church, I'm just confused.
That is confusing. And believe it or not, there are people who think that should be the case. You'd usually think it would be either or. Either you believe there is no role distinction, or you believe there is, but there are some who believe that there is at home a role distinction. Men are heads of their homes. And in church there aren't. A woman can be pastor. So the husband who's leading at home could have as his pastor his wife. I think that is confusing. I totally sympathize, and I think it's unbiblical, because I think the Bible, on the contrary, draws the connection between the home as the place where men are proving their fitness to be elders, and then they come over into the church and they are made elders. And Paul says explicitly, I do not permit a woman to teach or have authority over men. And those two functions, teach and have authority over men in the church, are the functions of the elder or the pastor. It's not a problem for a woman to minister in hundreds of ways, but the office of leadership and teaching of men is preserved for spiritual and godly men. Now her first question, why didn't Jesus call women? I assume she means call them to be apostles. She said disciples, but that's just fuzzy language. The 12 are all men, and that's, I think, intentional, because they all are given incredible authority to found the church. They are like pastors, only they have more authority than pastors. He did call women, and he called them into significant ministry. Read the beginning part of Luke 8, or the role of the women at the resurrection. Jesus broke significant taboos in the way he elevated the role of women, to have Mary sitting at his feet learning like a rabbinic student would sit at the feet of a teacher, is countercultural. And to have women so closely attending him and providing for his needs and being so merciful to the women of the street. I mean, Jesus was pro-woman to the max, but he did not choose women to be apostles. Now, that wasn't because he was just enslaved to his times. It was because, in coherence with the rest of the Bible, both Genesis 1 and 2 and Paul, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 11, and 1 Timothy 2, believed that it would be healthy for the church and for the family if men assume the role of Christ-like, humble, caring, servant leaders, and the women come in alongside with their respective gifts and help carry this leadership through according to those gifts. So I sympathize with her confusion, with your confusion, and I pray that the Lord will give you light, that it's really not very complicated. God has ordained that in the home and in the church, men assume a special role of responsible leadership and teaching.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, @desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.